Officials in Anchorage are considering a change to snowplow policies after a flood of complaints in the last few weeks. Responsibility for clearing many of the city's busiest and biggest roads after a snowstorm is shared between the municipality and the state. And as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, city leaders say state budget cuts have left a mess.
Assembly members in Anchorage are used to residents calling about unplowed roads, but this year is special. Forrest Dunbar represents the east side of town and says a lot of the messages and calls he gets from constituents are about major roadways like Muldoon and Tudor that are supposed to be handled by state maintenance crews. More alarming was who he heard from after last week's snowstorm.
Just recently, I had some medical professionals reach out to me and say that they're seeing a tremendous amount of injuries come into the ER from crashes. And a lot of those crashes happen, again, on the bigger, faster state-controlled roads that aren't being properly maintained.
The claim that poorly plowed roads are leading to more accidents is tricky to prove. Area hospitals don't track the cause of traumatic injuries, so there's no way to quantify how many admissions came from car crashes. Data from the Anchorage Police Department shows a high number of accidents and distressed vehicles during recent heavy snowstorms, much of it concentrated around the major roads under state jurisdiction. But those tend to be the roads that see the highest traffic, where most accidents occur in winter and in summer. And more people just crash their cars when there's bad weather. So police and officials are hesitant to point to snowplow policy as the culprit. But there most definitely is a drop in the state's ability to clear roads.
Right, yeah, this is the new normal.
Shannon McCarthy is the spokesperson for the Department of Transportation Division in charge of Anchorage and says the budget for snow plowing has dropped 16% over the last 2 years. That translates to a loss of 15 positions in the South Central region, as well as less heavy equipment.
People have noticed that we haven't been able to respond as quickly as we have in the past.
The cuts have been incremental and especially hard to notice given the last two mild winters for the region. But McCarthy says this year's back-to-back storms are straining resources.
With budget reductions, both in terms of we're trying to save overtime for the most serious events, and then also we have fewer people to call in for overtime. So we lack the capacity to fluctuate that workforce upward.
When it snows, the state prioritizes clearing the Glen and Seward highways, as well as Minnesota Boulevard. The next tier of roads are the ones within the Anchorage Bowl that impact the densest residential areas. Abbott, Huffman, Tudor, Muldoon, A, and C Street, along with sections of Northern Lights and Benson. The state's plan calls for those to be plowed within 36 hours of when a storm stops. Mike Abbott is the Anchorage city manager and says the current arrangement is the result of a 1991 agreement that's been updated and adjusted over time.
Looking at the map now, it's really hard to understand the rationale for state ownership of one road versus muni ownership of another.
The city, too, is trying to do the same workload but with less resources, having trimmed money for road maintenance in its own 2017 budget. But Anchorage officials insist recent problems are disproportionately from the state side. Abbott says the issue is prompting the city to look at taking over plowing responsibilities for some of the most crucial traffic corridors.
It's become a little lopsided. And as a result of that, the mayor has directed me to begin a conversation with the state that would find some way to try to unify winter maintenance.
Abbott and others say discussions on any unification measure are still in a very early stage, and that there are no details yet on the millions of dollars in yearly funding that would be involved. Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has been criticized by conservatives after remarks last week that some say framed plowing as a financial choice between maintenance and public safety. The administration says the mayor's remarks have been grossly mischaracterized and that city services have never been presented as one-for-one trade-offs. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.